Well, Attorney General William Barr has removed the acting director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, Hugh Hurwitz, relieved of his job after the death of Jeffrey Epstein. This happened just yesterday, however. Epstein, of course, dying in the Manhattan Correctional Center back on August 10th. One of the most remarkable deaths of a federal inmate, maybe ever. Only the second suicide. It's been ruled a suicide by the medical examiner. However, it's still hard to fathom, I suppose, that this high-profile prisoner with so many connections to world leaders and royalty and so forth, with an estate estimated somewhere in the hundreds of millions, close to a $1 billion estate, would be able to take his own life in prison. But Attorney General William Barr moves quickly, relieves Hugh Hurwitz of the job, and puts the former Bureau Director Kathleen Hawkes Sawyer in place. Kathleen Hawkes Sawyer, the former director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, taking over that job again. In light of the incredible failure to keep one inmate alive. He announced the appointment Monday following that suicide. Dr. Kathleen Hawkes Sawyer will take over of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. She served there for 11 years from 1992 until 2003. So it's a return to a job she's quite familiar with. By the way, this is interesting to me. Epstein wrote a will citing $578 million in assets, not including his artwork, the art that he owns, because that would have to be appraised, and of course that would have an auction value, if you will. But the accused pedophile, child sex trafficking convict, signed this will 2 days before he died. 2 days. A copy of the will, which was filed with the U.S. Virgin Islands court, showed Epstein with a value of $578 million. He died 2 days later. This, according to the New York Post originally. This story appearing in The Hill yesterday. Bloomberg News, which also obtained a copy of the will, noted that Epstein had asked that Darren Indyke, who has served as an attorney for him, and Richard Kahn be appointed as executors. The will reportedly lists assets similar to the ones invoked in Epstein's unsuccessful attempt to receive bail following his arrest a few weeks ago. Now, according to the document, Epstein's valuation does not account for his art collection, which I just mentioned. That's subject to appraisal and auction value. And as you know, the New York City Medical Examiner last Friday ruled that Epstein's death was a suicide by hanging, but there are a lot of questions left because he apparently had multiple broken bones in his neck. And a lot of people say that just doesn't make sense. He wasn't able to jump off anything. He was able to lean forward and hang himself. And, of course, there's a lot more scrutiny on everything that's gone on in Epstein's past, including the conviction a few years ago. A few years ago because he was let off so easy with 13 months of probation, much of which was served on a work release program. So there you go, a new director in the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and Jeffrey Epstein was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. That money now obviously up for grabs for his victims. His victims in civil suits, expect those to line up. It's a big pot of money, and they're all going to be going after it. You can imagine. They'll all be going after it. I want to talk to you about a little bit of confusion I have with one of the candidates running for president, Democrat Senator Kamala Harris of California. So I want to circle back around to where we were a bit earlier. I want to focus on Medicare for All. Because Kamala Harris is now saying she doesn't support Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan, which is weird, and it's confusing to me. It's weird because that's not what she said before. In fact, I'm pretty sure she originally appeared with Bernie Sanders, the far-left wacko senator running for president from Vermont, the Democrat socialist that has all the Bernie bots. I'm pretty sure she was at the rollout for his Medicare for All plan, and she endorsed it just recently. And now she says she doesn't completely agree with it and doesn't like it, is not on board with it. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, so I'm confused. So let's look at bite number two. I'm pretty sure she was on board. Bite number two, Kamala Harris. Go.
Well, I'm honored to stand with my colleagues and be in a room full of leaders. And this is a moment in time that I think we know is a very significant moment in time for our country, where we, all of us, are standing up and saying, let's just do what's right. You've heard so many folks talk about it because we know it. Listen, no baby is born in America, born as a Democrat or a Republican. This should not be thought of as a partisan issue. It's not even a bipartisan issue. This is a nonpartisan issue. Cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure affects folks around our country, regardless of whether they're in a red state or a blue state, regardless of their income, regardless of their status. And we should not differentiate in the way that we do public health policy. We should understand.
Now, it seems to me that Kamala Harris is right on. That's just a rollout of Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan. Of course, it's all free all the time in Bernie world. It's an amusement park that's free. All the rides are, of course, none of them work. All the rides are free and there's no lines. But none of them work. It's Bernie world. At any rate, now Kamala Harris saying she doesn't support that. Bernie Sanders taking some shots at her. I just love this. Can't wait till the next debate coming up next month. We're almost there to the next debate. And Tom Steyer will be on the stage. That'll be fun for everybody. Marianne Williamson won't be there, but Tom Steyer will. And they're basically both a little off in space, so that'll be kind of fun for everybody. Let's see here. We're going to have some final thoughts for you here in just a moment. But in the meantime, I want to make sure that you know how to get a hold of me. Go to stevegruber.com. Send me an email. Any comments you may have, I'm looking forward to it. Follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show. Follow us on Twitter, at Steve Gruber Show. Do that today. I need your support, man. I need to know you're out there. I need some love. And, of course, Instagram as well. You can follow us there. Don't miss any of it. Like I said, final thoughts right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Reverse Osmosis Water Systems from Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, provide the best drinking water you can get. Pure water has never been more important. And right now, you can register to win a brand new reverse osmosis system from your friends at Wolverine worth $2,700. Just go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button. Sign up for your free water test and get entered to win a brand new reverse osmosis system for your home, cottage, or anywhere you want it to be. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.